Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Thank you. Hello. When they're listening at home, they will never know that I clearly demanded more applause. With that second gush, it'll be seamless. Welcome to the final live episode of Wax Quizzical for 2021. How are we doing? Thank you very much for coming down. Today, we're going to do the quiz from the Saturday paper. Which is the most difficult quiz in the country. Ooh, thank you. Welcome back, by the way. And today's contestant, shall we meet them? Today's contestant is the ABC's national music correspondent. You might see on light entertainment programs such as 7:30 with Lee Sales, News Breakfast, and The News. She was a broadcaster at Triple J, is a broadcaster at Double J, and will sue you if you set up Single J before she does. It's Zan Rowe! Hey, mate!
Hello. I've already trademarked Single J, so don't even try.
Welcome.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for doing this podcast. You do a podcast.
I do a couple of podcasts. I love podcasts. I just love talking and making people listen to me in as many mediums as possible. So thanks for allowing me another avenue. I really don't get the chance to do this enough.
Yeah. People may not know that we used to work on Bang On together.
Yes, you were the original Bang Boy.
Yes.
And Kyron, in more ways than one. No, sorry.
Wow.
Happily engaged. Not to me. Yeah. So, yeah, we worked on Bang On at the very beginning with Miff Warhurst. That's a podcast I do with Miff every week. And Kyron was amazing. He helped it become the podcast it was.
Yeah.
That's not me being funny. That's true. That's a heart, you know, hand on my heart truth. He's an amazing podcast creator. As you know, you're here, you know that.
Thank you. And that's all the time we have.
Is that what I was supposed to say?
Yeah. Checks in the mail. Yeah, I mean, have you done quizzes on radio? Are commonplace, you know. People love them. Have you ever got round to hosting, say, Norman the Quiz?
No. Which is the ABC Sydney regular.
Which is thing. Yeah, I think it goes out nationally now.
Yeah, I do love. I used to love the Late Night Live. Uh-huh. No, not Late Night Live. The Late Night with Tony Delroy, which I think was also national. Quiz, which I would stay up way too late and listen to that, but I've never hosted it on local radio. Mm. I think those quizzes are more about the conversation with community than the actual answers.
Yeah. Whereas here, we're all about the answers. Yeah.
And I'm very competitive. I like to get to the source of things, so I've been told to not try and answer too quickly today.
Well, you're just out for the facts, you know.
Yeah. As you said, I'm the ABC's national music correspondent, which is a very important job. I'm just looking for the truth. Yeah. I'm interrogating music in every form. I just want answers.
Have you in that role, have you had any big scoops? Like, are you uncovering, like, you know...
No, because there's defamation laws in Australia. Yeah. But stop me from doing that. Let's just say that.
All right, well, we're going to do a quiz today, but you have a brains trust to help you out.
I'm so excited about this brains trust. I feel like I got pretty lucky on this final day of the comedy festival.
Yeah, we have some real experts today. And our first is Hugh Jackman's French bulldog. It's Dali.
Hello, bonjour. Hello, bonjour, it is so nice to be here. Hello, I am Dali, I am Hugh Jackman's French bulldog. Hello! Yes, I am a happy boy. Hello, Jean Pro.
You are in very good boy.
You are in good luck today because, as we all know, French bulldogs are known for their stunning intellect.
Yes.
So I will be answering all of the questions! It's going to be so much fun. Look at you all, you beautiful. This is going to be the most fun. I am so happy. I am happy all the time. I am running and I am happy. My legs are a little bit too long for my body, but my face, she looks like it might have been pushed in with the brick.
Yeah.
So I am.
Well, you have a very big head.
There will be lots of this when I cannot think of anything funny to do. I will go. This is going to be fun, and I am not sure about my accent. I'm so sorry. It might occasionally become a little bit Eastern European for some reason. And if not, it sounds like maybe a little bit of a shit Borat impersonation. Who knows?
Well, I imagine that's just because you've traveled with Hugh. Do you get around? I mean, he flies around all the time.
Oh, I go everywhere with Hugh Jackman, my papa. Yeah. My papa, Hugh Jackman, we go to here and hither and thon.
Yeah.
But sometimes he leaves me at home with Deb and the other dog who is a piece of shit.
Yeah.
But most of the time, my papa, Hugh Jackman, takes me everywhere with him. We go run, we run in the park. I am happy. I see a butterfly. I'm like, oh, is this a butterfly? And then I am sad because I think about my dead mother.
Oh,
but then I see another butterfly and I run. Hugh Jackman says, oh, you little poopy, you my poo-poo. And I say, yes, Hugh Jackman, I'm your poo-poo.
And do you have?
We have a nice time.
Do you have? I know that film stars' dogs have. Oh. You know, some of them are quite famous. They get around.
Where?
Do you have a little passport so you can get past Barnaby Joyce without?
This is my passport right here. I have the face of a French bulldog. They take one look at me and say, oh, you are Hugh Jackman's poo-poo. And Barnaby Joyce does not have a say in the matter.
Mm.
For he is the beetroot and we do not like him. That is cutting edge material for 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Thank you for bringing this up.
My pleasure.
I appreciate the tenuous link between me and the Johnny Zepps, the little pieces of shit.
Yeah.
I will hide down here now. Oh, wait.
Yeah.
Didn't miss a thing. We can cut that out in the edit. I bet in the edit it's just like, here is Dali, and it'll just be 3 minutes of me going... Do you have any more questions for me, Caron Hotler? I am wearing a little, if I don't know if you noticed, but I dress like a French waiter to make it easy for you to understand that I am French.
Mm-hmm.
One man thought that was very funny. Not this man, though. He wants to get on with the show.
Yeah.
We only have 60 minutes. Imagine when you ask an actual question.
Well, I've got 10 of them, but we should meet the other member of the Brains Trust first, Dali.
This is exciting. I want to meet this person. I love everybody because I'm happy.
Yeah. Well, I wonder if they could fit you out, actually. Maybe. We have an elderly tartan salesperson. It's a big hello to Glenda McClintock. Welcome, Glenda. Thank you so much for being here today.
Well, it's absolutely lovely for me to be here. I'm very happy to be here. Thank you all so much. I love to come everywhere that I can express how much I love tartan.
And so you're fully kitted in tartan today, head to toe.
Head to toe, yes. And that's only what you can see. I've got quite a bit of tartan under my tartan clothes as well.
Right.
This is the area that I'm very excited about pressing into with the people because
well,
people
it's
don't
fresh.
See. That's exactly right. Nobody realizes how much tartan actually works very well as an undergarment because it's
quite absorbent.
It's absorbent. That's it. We actually sell it on a Saturday night because we do find that young men soiling themselves during the night of drinking, and the tartan will whip that away. It's a wicking fabric.
It will
wick away any sort of
that's where it like drags it up.
That's right. It'll absorb, but it will wick. So, much like an adult nappy, you will feel dry and clean despite your horrendous accident there.
I'm feeling very confident about the quiz. Very confident.
Hello.
Sorry, Glenda, this is Dali, Hugh Jackman's French
bulldog. I've met Poo-Poo, actually.
Oh, you've met.
May we Poo-Poo?
May we Poo-Poo.
I
brought you as a present. I have a little present for you here. This is for you. This is a fancy chocolate. I cannot eat it or I will die. But I thought for
That's
you.
True.
Maybe
true.
Because together we will be cancelled after this for our incredibly racist accents. So I thought maybe let's go out in style. You have a little bit and then I will suicide by a little bit.
Almost made it through a full festival.
Brilliant. That's perfect.
Then you can wrap me up in tartan and send me on my way, baby.
That is absolutely perfect. I'm not sure. I went for a little journey around the world then. We're back.
Shall we go for a journey around this quiz?
Yes, Kyron seems to be very eager, isn't he?
Fuck, I've lost it completely. Anyway, it sounds like at some point we will both end up in Liverpool. This is what is happening.
There is a very good chance. I'll take a train south.
About it.
Question one.
Like this.
So I've got that in my head now. I'm fucking Welsh.
That's where you started.
In France, what would one buy?
Sorry, start again. I missed it.
Well, you should listen to this one because it pertains to you quite specifically, darling. In France... What would one buy at a poissonnerie?
I know this one!
You do know this one?
I know this one because I'm French!
So you're from France, but have you spent much time in France?
Oh, not at all!
No. Were
it
you
is
born?
Just I am. The accent is bred into me at the same time as my face is pushed in. Yes, I know this one because me and my papa, Hugh Jackman, we go to the fancy restaurant. Because he's very, very rich.
Yes.
And he says to me, little poo-poo, which do you want on the menu? And I say, this one. That is the answer to this question. But I understand that this podcast does not work this way. And we need at least 15 to 20 minutes of witty banter. So I tell you what, after you finish with your banter, come back to me and I will tell you the answer.
Okay.
Because I know this one. Because I am from...
Glenda, I guess, is it all haggis and nips and
It's tats? A lot of nips, a lot of tatties, That's, I mean, a poissonnerie, is that what we're...
Aye, right.
I thought you were saying poissonnerie, and I was like, what? No.
Poissonnerie?
Poissonnerie, aye.
I believe it's poissonnerie.
Christ, this fucking bulldog, he's not, you're up for it, darling. I've got a Scottish terrier, actually. Yeah, he's got a tartan bed, he's got a tartan coat. I take him out and I'm going to give him a bit of this chocolate later, though, because he's been a bit of a cunt lately. Right. So.
Well, this is the best way to knock him off immediately.
I'm grateful. Thank you so much.
You should try it. You should try it. You should have some. It's very nice.
Right now, I don't know if I need anything else in my mouth when I'm trying to pull this off, to be honest. It's a lot of movement already. But it's neeps, it's tatties, it's a bit of haggis.
Uh-huh.
But I mean, don't...
It's not popular world... It's not, you know, it's more popular in Scotland than it is elsewhere, isn't it? Haggis and...
Yeah, well, anywhere anyone wants to shove some vegetables in a fucking intestine, they can. Enjoy yourself, you know, get a bit of blood pudding in there.
Yeah.
Milk an animal dry of its blood. Yeah. Stick that in there, yum yum. You've got your breakfast.
It's an interesting because, I mean, it's the least vegetarian... Because haggis is mostly vegetarian.
Yeah.
Yes, just it's the grains are vegetarian. The sheep's offal is definitely not vegetarian.
Right. Yeah.
The grains they put in the grains and then they take the heart and the liver of the sheep and then they stuff it into the intestine.
Oh, they do that as well.
What?
And oh, right.
They put it. Have you ever had a Flying Scotsman? This is when you take the haggis and you put it inside the chicken and then you cook that and then you eat that and then you die.
I've had a different kind of Flying Scotsman. He was a pilot. It was a very nice time. But in terms of the... Well, go on, darling. You got to say something at some point. Don't you?
Zen.
Dali has a question.
I'm just trying to keep up.
No,
Dali?
I was going with the lady who wants you to say something.
Mm. Oh. You have to ask me something.
You answer the fucking question.
Have you spent much time in France?
Yes.
Have you been to a poissonnerie?
It's something to do with fish, surely.
It'll be fish, right?
Fish.
Poisson is fish, I think.
Fish. Poisson is fish.
All right, let's check in with the person who knows the answer to the question. Dali.
It is poison! No, it is seafood. Yeah, it is the seafood restaurant.
It's a seafood. Fishmonger.
Fishmonger?
Mm-hmm. We'll put seafood, shall we?
What is a monger?
What
is this monger? Are you a tartan monger?
That's exactly what I am, actually. That's my official title, is tartan monger. Oh. I will monger the tartan. I will share with other people so they may monger the tartan. I'll go out on the streets, I'll monger you up.
Oh, to monger.
I'll monger you up.
Oh,
that's...
she likes to monger.
Question number two.
I was singing the songs and you said the scene. Yeah. Oh, the monger.
How much does it cost?
Okay, next question.
To send a regular letter or postcard within Australia.
I know this one! I know this one!
I think you're going to know the answer to all of them.
I know this one because my papa, Hugh Jackman, he gets all of the letters from the middle-aged woman, the fan mail, then sometimes the woman will send him a check with some sort of dollar amount, and then on Tuesday, my papa, Hugh Jackman, will take me to the post office to send back his underpants for the money.
Have you ever seen any tartan underpants in the mail,
no,
darling?
Well, that is something that we want to change.
Well, my papa, Hugh Jackman, has a very, very tight butt. He just wears the G-string.
Well, that's good, actually, because we've got a tartan G-string now. That's in our stock. They are a bit itchy, but I think that's something Hugh Jackman would really enjoy. Something a little bit sort of like, ooh, hello. That's a bit, you know, inspirational in the bum crack.
This is when behind closed doors apparently is very much ooh, hello. So this works for me because he can have it right up his...
Right. That's it, right. Up inside himself. Freckle. Right there. Right there. That's
up inside himself.
That's good.
This bit will also get edited out.
Zan, have you sent a letter lately?
Yeah. Is it letter and postcard?
Letter or a postcard.
Yeah.
Do you use it much?
Not often. I do have to go to a post office to buy them.
There's email, though.
I'm surprised at how expensive it is, but it's nice sending letters.
What was the last letter you sent?
I sent a postcard. A friend of mine was actually sending postcards during
the lockdown.
That's nice.
Now that we're post-COVID, obviously, all changed.
Remember the pandemic?
She was sending letters to everyone and postcards to everyone to keep everyone connected. And you would follow suit, and that was really lovely.
I have a great tradition of buying postcards whenever I'm travelling and not sending them.
Putting them in a shoebox.
Just bringing them home.
Because you can never be bothered getting a stamp. And stamps are expensive.
Mm. Have you ever been to Edinburgh?
Yes, I have.
Have you?
A couple of times, yeah.
What was the design on the postcard you bought there?
I think it was a castle on the front.
Fuck off! You should have got a tartan. Yeah. There's tartan postcards there. You can even get a wee tartan swatch on a postcard. Send it to someone. Get them into tartan. Come on.
It's a marketing opportunity, isn't it?
Absolutely, and that's why we've got it out there. You got your swatches, you got your postcards, you got...
Yeah, that's social media.
That's
have you ever been
mostly
to
it?
Have you ever been to France?
I have. Oui, yes.
What postcard did you get when you were in France?
I think it was the. Do you know the Eiffel?
Fuck off! You should have got the one with the bulldog.
Yeah. I got a postcard when I was at Triple J, but unfortunately it was Alex Dyson. So.
I know the answer to this one.
How much does it cost to send a regular letter or a postcard within Australia, darling?
I think, and I might be wrong, but I think it is all the way up to $1.10.
$1.10, you reckon, GST?
With it, yeah. Well, I don't know about this GST. But I sent a letter the other day with Hugh Jackman with the tartan G-string, and this is how much it costs.
You sent the letter?
I go to the post office with him, and I sit out the front with my lid, and I go... And people, they come up to me and say, oh, he's a happy little boy. And then people film me with their telephones, and then they go on to Instagram, and then they put my face with that. He's a happy, happy, happy boy. He's a happy, happy boy. And then I say, where's my fucking royalties?
Are you ever worried about being stolen outside, being left outside a post office?
I don't mind the stolen, because then Mr. Hugh Jackman will have a big cash reward for my return. And then I will be home, and then Hugh Jackman will take me in his muscly, hairy chest and say, I love you, boo-boo. I will go and do the Wolverine movie again to make you some more money so I can put you in your little... house, and don't worry about Deb and the other shit dog. They are nothing to me. And
you got a real close personal relationship with Hugh Jackman, don't you?
Really, and he rubbed me against his chest like this, and this is how he brush his chest hair.
You're his brush. You're his brush for his chest hair.
I am his pube brush.
You just like fan out your nails.
This is what is known as a comedy cul-de-sac.
Yeah.
I have gone into a dead end, and this Scottish woman is not helping me out. Well, it's okay. I dug my own hole, and I will bury my own shit in it. Is the answer $1.10, or am I a fuckwit?
We'll find out at the end. Do you want to put $1.10?
I reckon it's $1.
All right, you want to change? You're going
clean
against
dollar.
Darley there.
Yeah, sorry, Darley.
This is okay. We will find out at the end.
We'll put $1.
I feel like Dali's not going to help me from this point onwards.
Who's you ever crossed Dali's the French bulldog?
Question three. Jesus Christ, question three. The medical condition pertussis is commonly known as what? That's a trouble, it's not the common name, so I don't know it. Pertussis, P-E-R-T-U-S-S-I-S.
I think you find it's pertussis.
Pertussis?
Aye.
Do you know what it's commonly known?
Aye, but I guess we've got to hear from this fucker.
I know this one!
That's what I thought.
Yeah, I'd assumed as well.
I know this one.
Have you ever had pertussis, darling?
I have not had pertussis, but I have potatoes, and sometimes I have Parnassus, and the other day I watched Prometheus on the... And sometimes... I have other words that's...
We don't have time to get through all the P words, I'm afraid.
I don't know. Maybe it has got something to do with Parnassus?
Pertussis. P-E-R-T-U-S.
That doesn't sound like it has the origin in any sort of Latin body part. Body part. Not body part, body part. This does not sound to me like it. I don't know what's happening.
Glenda.
Maybe I am having a Parnassus, which is a...
I think this is a symptom of it, actually.
Glenda McClintock, have you been in tartan all your life as an elderly tartan monger?
Aye.
Your whole life?
My whole life.
So how did you get into that when you were young?
Well, my mother put me in a little suit.
Yeah, and you're like, this is it. This is for me.
My mother put me in a suit. Do you mean how did I get into the tartan outfit in the first time?
How did you get into it?
Well, I'm fucking too young, wasn't I? I was a little wee baby.
So your mum put me in. I thought,
she put me in the tartan and I said, well, I feel bonny. And then from there on, I never felt happy unless I felt that scratchy cuddle, that hug of a tartan wrapped around me. Now, sometimes it doesn't have to be scratchy. That's a personal preference. Sometimes you can get a cashmere tartan. That's a very soft, nice. That's a nice thing.
Beautiful.
You can also get a wool.
But you don't use that for underwear. You use full tartan for the underwear.
Oh, be a waste of your time to go anything softer than a full fibrous tartan on your undercarriage there. Mm. Now, what you want is real... as much stimulation from the fibres as you can. That's going to soak up anything that you're not proud of down there, and it's also going to possibly stimulate some of the follicles down there, so in the cold Scottish winter, you can grow a bit more hair over your parts.
You're so knowledgeable on this. Did you have to go to university to study tartan?
Aye, I did. I did a Bachelor of Tartan.
At Edinburgh University, though?
At Edinburgh. They also have it at Glasgow, but I went to Edinburgh.
You went to Edinburgh, sure.
It's more respected.
It is, because, I mean, there they have, like, they do law, medicine, strong history of medicine.
You did
tartan.
I did tartan, yes. Mm. But I don't think that we should underestimate the medicinal properties of a good tartan.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I do, you know, you call me a monger, some people call me a healer, and that's how I like to see myself as well.
You call yourself a healer, don't you?
Well, yes. I'm just repeating what those people say. And I actually do run one of the courses in the medical school there. Mm-hmm. Tartan-based treatments for all sorts of maladies, actually.
Which particular maladies does the tartan work
other than shat yourself.
That's right.
Circle with the quiz question, maybe out of nowhere you will pluck the one element that is the Parnassus.
Yeah, pertussis. Yeah.
Well, it's
you know where I'm heading, Dali, do you?
It's incredible you say that, Dali. Well, I don't know, Zandro, do you know?
No, I have no idea.
No, you have no idea?
No idea, I really need you guys to help me.
Well, pick one of the ailments that tartan is most effective.
I was getting there, but I'm very grateful for the fucking breadcrumbs there, darling. Thank you, darling.
I'm having a little rest on your shoulder.
You're very welcome. You might sniff my Scottish Highland Terrier. I believe that one of the medical conditions that a good tartan can help with is if you wrap it around a child's face when they have the whooping cough.
You reckon?
Whooping. They're whooping and hollering with their whooping cough, and it's going to help them. And that is, in fact, what pertussis is.
We have to move on. Do you want to put whoop and cough?
I hope.
Yeah, that's confident with that response. Very confident.
Whoop and cough.
I think that if it is whoop and cough, I will eat this chocolate.
Well, I'll get your wee little tartan grave ready then, darling. We'll wrap you in a swathe of tartan on your way to meet your maker.
Question number four. British nurse Edith Cavell was executed by a German firing squad in Brussels during which world war? Glenda, were you in the wars?
Aye. Aye. Yeah. Both of them, actually. I fought in both of them.
You fought in World War One and World War Two.
I did, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And who did you fight for?
Everybody.
Both sides.
I fought for them all. Yeah. You know, that's the thing. Good tartan can't choose sides. And good tartan knows no boundaries. And so...
Sorry, isn't tartan quite famously... literally about choosing sides. depending on what Scottish family you're in.
Yeah, much so.
As they war about amongst themselves. Well, is that right, darling?
Well, this is the origin of the phrase warring clans.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
So you've got a new approach as a healer, as
exactly
a tartan
right.
healer.
That's exactly right. I've taken that dark palace of tartan. Take a breath after that one.
Yeah. It was like a war in itself.
It's a war of me fucking chunks.
I feel under attack.
I have taken the dark past and I've shown it. I've attempted to bring tartan into the modern day and bring peace,
a symbol of peace
and healing and love. That's right. It. That's why I fought on all the sides. I said, I'm not choosing sides. Uh-huh. I'll blow up any fucker. You know, like that's...
Right. Okay. So not like... not like the Red Cross, who were not choosing sides and just hoping that people would, you know, heal,
well,
be better, peace.
I think
you
that's
were not
apathy,
choosing...
really, then, isn't it?
Right.
It's apathy.
Yeah.
When you take such a step back. My point is... Get amongst it. You know, that's how I feel about tartan, and it's how I feel about life. Get amongst it. Throw a few grenades. See what happens. You'll always have the tartan at the end of the day to mop up your wounds or, you know, come back.
Did you ever come across Edith Cavell?
Aye, I did.
The British nurse?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I fucking hated her. She's, she was an absolute... fucking cunt. One day I saw Edith Cavell walking down the street and I said, tartan for sale, tartan for sale. And she fucking spat on me. Not from her mouth. And she, I said, this woman, what are you like? And I gave her a tartan tampon to stick. I'm sorry, that's too far. Please.
Yeah. Now, we got close earlier and I thought, no. Yeah.
You let it this
But
out.
We've tried it out now, haven't we?
We do have tartan tampons, if anyone's interested. Absorbent, I can't tell you. The absorbent qualities of tartan. Incredibly as well, it's just the pattern that's so absorbent. It's not the fabric itself.
Yeah. Well, do you remember which world war you met... Oh, which World War Edith Cavell spat
from
on you?
Spat from herself.
Yeah.
Towards
on you
me.
In.
Edith.
Yeah, do you remember which war it was?
Cavell.
Yeah.
I will sing for you while you sing. No.
Do you have any idea?
Edith. Oh, I think we have lots of regrets, actually, darling.
Yeah. I think somewhere between indiscriminate murder and tampons, we had a clear exit strategy, but it did not happen.
Well,
I feel like this one might be the first. Who killed her? The Germans.
The German firing squad in Brussels.
That was just number two.
A German firing squad in Brussels.
It's the first one. I think maybe this is World War One.
What do you reckon, Zan? Have you had
I'm
enough
losing
help?
Confidence, I'll be honest.
Have you had enough help in the brain?
Everybody says with me, World War Ha, World War Un, World War Un.
Wow, did you fight for both sides as well?
Tartan Tatars.
Do you want to put... It's 50-50, isn't it? So,
surely it missed a bit. Wait, it's not QA.
You're not about to try and actually figure it out, it's are you? We are well past
Kuwait.
That, I think.
Kuwait?
It's not Kuwait. It's not that, is it? It's not.
No, it's a world war, so...
It's not the 100-year war.
No,
I was in that as well.
It says during which... I don't doubt it. How old are you? We might find out later if we have time.
Tartan that keeps
you young. Channel 9, Channel 7, Ratings War of 1993. Yeah.
Do you have any inkling, or do you want to have a guess?
I'm going to say World War II, just put it out there.
Okay,
just to go against whatever just happened over here. I'm swimming off somewhere in the distance, trying to find my way back.
So go your own way.
You will once again harrow the day you're Dali the French bulldog.
Question number 5. And just looking at the time, we might ask Zan this one. Who is the current host of the ABC TV series Insiders?
Do you really just want a straight answer?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
David Spears.
Question six.
Imagine if I didn't know.
Question six. The Squamish people are indigenous to which country? Squamish. S-Q-U-A-M-I-S-H. Squamish.
Yeah.
Yes. Tread carefully here.
Step around it. Yeah. Step behind it. Dance about it in your little...
Yeah. Accent.
Sure, yeah.
Or no accents.
I think there might have been a bit of damage done, to be honest. Already, alienated a few people from various cultures here today. Squamish.
Squamish.
Right, I fucked it already. Yeah. I think I only know it as a squamish shell carcinoma. Carcinoma, that's different though, I'm sure.
Is that a cancer?
Yeah, well, they couldn't have named the people after the cancer or the cancer after the people. It seems unfair.
No.
So I don't know.
To me, this sounds northern.
Squamish. Uh-huh.
Northern, snowy. Why are you
Scandinavia?
Looking
at Scandinavia?
Don't look down.
I know.
Just making sure you're tied up before you go, mate.
Thought Hugh Jackman might have been down there.
Who are you, Daniel Germont? Hugh Jackman is not Daniel.
Just want to make sure Dali's safely tied up because I'm now fearing for my safety.
Jesus Christ!
I have the reflexes of the puma. I will come out there and I will bite your little faces.
I filled my own tart in there, I tell you.
Well, lucky you're in it. Huh? Yeah, you're
not,
safe
not
from here.
Not a jot of moisture, I tell you that. I'm completely dry. I've proven my own point.
Squamish. S-Q-U-A-M-I-S-H.
It's like, where's the... What is the start of the question?
The Squamish people are indigenous to which country? I mean, I guess, you know.
Country, it can't even be like a sort of...
region.
Continent or a hemisphere.
No, I guess it is multiple choice, but it's like 190 possible answers. Or however many countries there are, I don't know.
What is the one above? What is the ones from
above America?
Hokkaido or Canada? Is it Canada?
Potentially Canada.
Let us put Canada.
That's they speak French there, don't they?
They do speak my little Montreal friends, and with their Quebecian accents, this is not a convincing accent. I say when I am there, I say speak proper French. Like me! I'm in so much trouble after this episode.
Question seven. The cartoon character Mickey Mouse has how many digits on each hand? The cartoon...
Ooh, I know this one! He has the same as me! Un, deux, trois, quatre! This is little! Ooh!
You have... how many... Do dogs have... Digits?
Who let the digits out? Dogs have little digits. Look at my little paws with their little... How can we grow our little clippy-cloppy nails if we do not have digits?
Oh, that's true, that's true.
You fuck. I answered these two questions too quickly.
Mm.
We were supposed to do banter.
Well, yeah, you know, we moved on from Squamish people very quickly. Oh, yes. I was hoping Mickey Mouse's digits would have a bit more in it.
Well, it depends on what Mickey Mouse's digits have been in.
That's right.
Well, I mean, he sets them up and I knock them down. We are like the worst double act on the planet. Not you and me, I'm talking about him.
Right, I was waiting for a second. I was going to say Minnie.
Oh, many this digits. Would have been good.
No, Minnie. That's probably
that's
what Mickey's had his digits in.
Oh, Minnie.
But also Minnie.
Many.
Many digits. Yeah.
Many digits in Minnie.
Several digits. Well,
yeah.
Depends.
Good for Minnie.
What she's feeling like, you know. Sometimes you just want a gentle one, you know, just a caress. Just more of a caress. And then sometimes... Get your whole mini fucking hand in there. Like, he's always got gloves on. He's already, isn't he?
He does, so
he's
yeah.
This is Zan Rose in a monologue. What the fuck have I gotten myself into? I thought I'd just have a nice day today. Do a little podcast. Have a gentle beer with a couple of friends. Now we're talking about fisting men. I'm on the ABC. I don't need this shit.
Zan Rose, have you ever been to Disneyland?
I was going
to
say, have you ever fisted Minnie? No.
Well, I don't know what the rides are there these days.
I was a big Disney fan before today, though. Now I'm never going to look at those little gloves the same way again. Thanks, guys.
You've been to Disneyland, haven't you?
Many times. I used to have an annual pass.
Really?
Yes.
You love it that much?
Yeah. I lived in Los Angeles for a while and I had an annual pass because...
I was going to say, that's a long commute.
I just... Every holidays I would just fly to Disneyland. But I probably would. I love it.
What is it about? What is it about Disneyland that you love so much?
It's the happiest place on earth. Haven't you heard? Yeah.
Well, apparently.
And I think we're all learning why.
It's right. There is a ride called It's a Small World After All. And I feel like most of the world has been represented here today. But there is a wee little Scottish bit in that. And they're all wearing tartan.
Yeah. There you go.
Another ad. Another marketing opportunity.
I'm so tired, but I'm getting them in there, aren't I? You can't say that I'm not reaching my KPIs here.
In your many visits to Disneyland, have you ever noticed Mickey Mouse's digits?
All the time. It's the first thing I look for when I walk through those big gates, his hands, and wondering what they're going to do today. Mm. Sorry, did that just come out of my mouth?
Yeah. Welcome, Zan. Welcome.
You have been corrupted by the rest of us.
Are we talking fingers and thumb or just...
I think so.
The whole lot, the digit, all of them.
Mm-hmm. Oh. I think it's four. Maybe it's three. No, I think it's four.
I think four.
Four?
I think it's four.
Yeah. Three fingers and a thumb.
I feel like that's a perfect way to describe 2020, isn't it?
What? I think it's four.
Fisting Minnie. Like fisting Minnie Mouse. That's what it felt like. We all lost a bit of innocence. Here we go.
Question number eight. Why was the ship ever given... recently in the news. You follow the news, Zan?
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Do you want a straight answer for this one, or should I consult the Brains Trust?
Shall we consult the Brains Trust?
Yeah. Ever given.
I thought this was some sort of general knowledge, big world quiz. This happened like the other day, didn't it?
Yeah, it was. It was quite recently. Oh. That's why it says recently in the news in the question. Why was the ship ever given recently in the news? Does Hugh Jackman watch the news?
Hugh Jackman does not watch the news.
Oh, too busy.
Jackman does not care.
Too busy dancing.
Oh, Jackman merely watches me. He does not care for news. He does not care for pop songs. He does not care for these kind of distractions.
Yeah. It's all about
my
you.
My papa, Hugh Jackman, only cares for me. Oh, Papa Jacquemone. Papa Jacquemone. Sorry, what was the question?
Why was the ship ever given recently in the news?
I feel like there would have been a lot of tartan on this ship that was held up.
We sponsored that ship.
You sponsored the Ever Given.
The whole ship.
Another marketing opportunity.
Everyone on there, it's a cross promotion, to be honest.
Yeah.
They wear tartan, and we...
Well, because it stops your canal in the tracks, doesn't
it? That's exactly right! There it is! I'm so glad you had a way out of that, because I... Turns out I don't know that much about cross promotion. They got stuck in its tartan canal.
Yeah, it did, didn't it?
It got stuck.
Do you want to put stuck in the canal?
Stuck in the canal.
Put stuck in the canal.
Big boat stuck in the canal.
Yeah.
That's what Minnie calls Mickey. My big boat.
Yeah. Big boy.
That's the answer for the last two questions. Yeah.
Do you want to change your answer to the cartoon character Mickey Mouse has how many digits on each hand to
yes, I do.
Big boat stuck in the canal?
Yes, I do.
Okay, I will. Question 9. Who last month retired as Australia's most prolific Olympic male track and field medalist? Who last month retired as Australia's most prolific Olympic male track and field medalist? Which is a shame. So close to the Olympics, isn't it? Hugh Jackman would get around. He'd go to those sorts of events, wouldn't
he? He's very muscly, likes to run and dance and frolic and sing. He's very sporty. That is the worst setup for me to improvise off the back of. But yes, he likes to be in the sports.
Sorry, I was writing down the answer to the last question.
No, it's just like, you just did this thing where you went, oh, Hugh Jackman, run with that fuckwit. I will get back to this. Which is fair enough, because apparently this
it's
is
4
what
o'clock
we
on
are
the last day.
For. I know it is. This is why I'm angry at you for this setup. No, it's great. Hugh Jackman, he loves to run. Who is this person that retires? Yeah. I do not know the answer to this. Steve Monaghetti, Robert Di Castella, Stephen Bradbury. I don't know anybody.
Yes. Hugh Jackman doesn't like the sport, really, does he? He's into you, but he really does like the musical theatre. He likes treading the boards.
Yes, when he is not being Wolverine, he is singing and frolicking on the stage.
Yeah.
Has he ever done Brigadoon?
Have you ever seen You have not lived until you've seen my papa Hugh Jackman do Brigadoon.
I don't mind a bit of Hugh Jackman, actually. I'm quite into. Does he ever play golf? If he's so sporty, does he play golf?
Where?
Right, okay.
Moving on. But he seems so devoted. Like, I watch him on Instagram. I see him on Instagram a little bit, darling. But I see him on Instagram. He seems so devoted to treading the boards that I just don't understand how he has time for
this
you.
This has been the story of my whole life. I have been part of the Jackman family for many years. And Four years. And I started to go out on my own. I got a publicist. I've recently signed with Token Management. And they said, you should start by doing some podcasts to get your profile up. And we promise, they won't constantly ask questions about you, Jacquemont. You are your own man, Dali. You are your own French bulldog. You will get your own book deal out of this, surely. Then I come on here, and this man with this fluffy hair and his glasses will not stop asking me about you, Jacquemont. And you of all people would know what it's like to be with Tolkien.
Glenda McClintock, are you represented by Tolkien artists?
Actually, what we've done is Tolkien artists came
to
me.
The Australian management company for comedians.
Aye, and we have Adam Hills there.
Yep.
Andrew, they've got
Dave Hughes
and Tommy Little.
And Nikki Britton.
Who's that? I've never heard of her. But they did come to us and they said, you know what's missing from all these people's lives?
Yes, is an elderly tartan monger.
Well, it's not me personally. I can't take all the credit, but the tartan itself can.
They just wanted to rep tartan.
They just want tartan.
Yeah.
They want, they actually want tartan.
Mm-hmm.
So, good luck to tartan.
Who last month retired as Australia's most prolific Olympic male track and field medalist?
This one I do not know. Sam, do you know this one?
I've got no idea.
Is it Tiger Woods?
I don't know. Is he Australia's most prolific Olympic male track and field medalist?
He gets around.
He certainly does.
I've seen him running out of things.
Yeah.
People's houses.
Yeah.
Scandals.
Yeah. Car accidents.
He was slower to run. Yeah. Going to say we've walked into another comedy cul-de-sac, but I'm not entirely sure.
No, people still don't like Tiger Woods.
There we go.
Olympic male track and field medalist. Do we know any?
What about Matt Shervington?
Matt Shervington?
Was he?
He was prolific, wasn't he?
He was prolific with his ball sack, wasn't he? Bouncing around there. He could have done with a good tight tartan. A tight tartan undergarment.
Oh, do you have that, like Spanx, but tartan?
Aye, of course we do.
Yeah.
Of course we do. Yeah. Spanks, we call them tanks.
That's catchy.
Very catchy. Really rolls off the tongue.
It rolls around the tongue and over the back of the tongue and then back out off the tongue, actually.
It is its own track and field medalist, the word tanks. Tiger Woods is the best option we have so far, or Matt Shervington.
I'm going to throw in Grant Kenny.
Grant Kenny?
Yeah.
Why not?
Is that a name you've just made up, or is that...
No, it's like husband of Lisa Curry Kenny.
Oh, right.
I thought he was more into the triathlon, but... He'll run.
I don't know much about sports. He does sports ball, doesn't he?
Sure.
Sports things.
Sports ball.
The running. The ball. Sports.
Sports ball. Ball.
The medals. Sports the sports. Ball.
Question 10.
Sports ball?
Spiraling.
Does an acid or alkaline solution turn red litmus paper blue? Does an acid or alkaline solution turn red litmus paper blue? This is a science question for you. Moving on from sport to science.
The Brian's Trust just need to have a quick discussion.
Okay.
Should we do a callback to the tampon or should we do a callback to the fisting? We have so many options that we have set up for the end. What do you think is the funniest premise that I've done to? Because the red litmus, you say, okay, tampon is the obvious choice, but then we have the fisting to come back to.
There is, and that's, I don't know that that's cool. See, what I like about the tampon is the blue, when you used to dip it in the blue liquid on the ads.
On the commercial?
The tampon covers red and blue. Now, that's not funny, but...
Okay, let's look. We are going to lock in tampon as our final answer.
Yeah. No, the options are acid or alkaline, but you'd like to lock in tampon.
Yeah.
I think we can all agree.
I think acid would be more burning. I think it's alkaline. This is my answer. You can all get fucked.
It is 50-50. Do you want to go tampon or select one of
tampon.
The... Okay. Well, yep. I'll lock in tampon. That's 10 questions.
Oh, we got it.
Nice for that.
Wow. I'm just glad that none of us got cancelled.
I think hasn't been released yet.
Yeah. I think moments after it's been released, we will all be cancelled.
How do you feel you did, Sam? Out of 10, what are you hoping for?
I'm hoping for 30%.
30%?
Yeah.
Yep. 3?
Yeah.
Our lowest score is 2. Our regular score is 4.
Oh, that's good. That's a low bar then.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's better. That's
good. I'm feeling confident now.
Let's see how we went. Question 1. In France, what would one buy at a poissonnerie? You said fish, and it's fish.
Oh! Yeah. Oh,
congratulations.
Straight off the top. Question number 2. How much does it cost to send regular letter or postcard within Australia? You said $1.10, but it's... You said $1, but it's $1.10.
Damn it! Ah! What a rip-off! I'm
this
sorry.
I said $1.10?
You did.
And you said that you would give me money if I
could... I'm sorry, darling. I'll give you the GST.
Okay.
Question number 3. The medical condition pertussis is commonly known as what? You said whooping cough, and it's whooping cough!
Whoa!
Get fucked! That is magnificent.
That is the magic of tartan.
Question 4. British nurse Edith Cavell was executed by a German firing squad in Brussels during which World War? You said 2, but it's World War 1.
Oh.
I said World War 1 as well. You give me the GST on that one too.
Question 5.
That'd be quite a lot of GST.
A lot of inflation since World War
1. Oh, inflation.
Yeah. Question number 5 was, who is the current host of the ABC TV series Insiders? You said David Spears, and it's David Spears.
Great.
Excellent.
Question 6 was, the Squamish people are indigenous to which country? You said Canada, and it's Canada.
We've already won, haven't we?
You're already on 4. Question 7, the cartoon character Mickey Mouse has how many digits on each hand? You said 4, and it's 4.
Yes!
Question 8, why was the ship Evergreen recently in the news? You said it was stuck in the Suez Canal, and it was...
Oh, this is unbelievable.
Extraordinary.
Question 9, who last month retired as Australia's most prolific Olympic male track and field medalist? You
Tiger
said
Woods.
Grant Kenny, and it's Jared Talent.
Oh. Who?
Oh, sorry, Jared.
Ouch.
Shit.
Imagine if Jared was here today.
And question 10, does an acid or alkaline solution turn red, litmus paper blue? You said tampon, but it's alkaline. Giving you 6 out of 10, 60%.
We did it. We are the best. The powers of Hugh Jackman and Tarzan combined.
That's right.
Darlie, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule, becoming your own man to be here today.
It has been wonderful. Thank you so much for having me.
As the big finish, as promised.
I have to eat some of the chocolate and then die.
Before you do that, while you're here in Australia, are you going to catch any shows at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival?
Yeah, I'm going to see a show this evening called Nikki Britton Does a Dance.
Oh.
Yes, and...
I didn't know that Nikki had changed her show this year.
It's called I'm Dancing at the End of the Festival... Come See Me Dance by Nikki Britton. I am a dancing dancer, and today is the last show that I will dance. I think it's the full title.
Yeah. I've heard it.
That's great.
Quite erotic.
And are you seeing any show?
I actually will be seeing. There's a small sort of purple man who's... He's dressed as a golfer in his poster, and I like that. I respect that a lot because there is tartan in their purple privilege. It's not too bad. Also, I will be going to see Nikki dance, maybe try and smooch someone, I think. I think the big finish is she just tries to replace any of the serotonin in her brain that she can find after a month of this.
Great. Well, just thank you. Thank you for donating the last of that today.
Well, it wasn't much, let's be honest.
Halfway through that question, I realised I was addressing Nikki.
Well, I'll pass it on to her. She's getting a fit in later.
Yeah.
She's got a full bodysuit of tartan on the way.
To dance.
With a full schnood. A full schnood that covers her entire face. It's a sleeping bag. And she's getting in it for a week.
Yeah.
Good.
So the chocolate, do you want to... Darlie,
would you
like
to... kill yourself now?
Now is the best time to do this.
Okay.
Just a little bit, because it will take me ages to get it out of the felt. Put the whole thing in. Don't put your little warm hands. Just
okay,
put it
okay.
In.
There it goes.
This is not so...
And Zanro, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you. What a pleasure.
Congratulations on 6 out of 10.
Yes. Stoked.
Bang On is banging on now.
Banging On now in your feeds every Thursday. Like and subscribe.
Like and subscribe. And you're also on Double J every day.
Every day, 9 a.m. to midday.
Thank you so much. That is the last episode of Wax Quizzical here at Melbourne International Comedy Festival. Thank you so much for coming, especially if you came multiple times. Love that.
Brilliant.
Next week on the podcast, Daniel Sloss will be on with I think Cameron James and Concetta Caristo. So that'll be a lot of fun. Listen to that. We'll see you later. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.